News, the National Identification and Registration Authority, NIRA, has asked the people living in Uganda as aliens to embrace the planned mandatory registration exercise. The authority's Communications and Media Relations Officer, Peter Okwalinga, says the exercise set to kick off on June 10th is targeting to register the legally resident foreigners living in the country so they can access identification cards which help them to be identifiable. He says applicants will be required to present valid immigration documents issued by the Directorate of Citizenship and Immigration Control as part of the registration requirements. He adds that the exercise is anchored in the Registration of Persons Act and its accompanying regulations, which mandate the identification and documentation of all persons residing within Uganda's borders, including foreign nationals.
You know, Nira, among the other mandates, is mandated to register aliens. Aliens, in this case, are legal resident foreigners in Uganda. So anyone who stays in Uganda for more than 90 days, we are mandated to register them. Once we register them, we give them an identification card. They don't get national IDs. Mm-hmm. And this is an exercise we have rolled out for now. We have put up a station at a Kampala Central Office, Lumumba Avenue. Just like they have been registered in citizens of this country. Come to you, we tell you, register their benefits. Mm. Over time, it catches up with you. Even without the law catching up with you, yourself, it is beneficial for an individual to take up to embrace the expert.
The exercise comes at a time the media is awash with the controversy surrounding the citizenship of Lawrence Muganga, one of the 83 presidential nominees for ministerial positions. Parliament's Appointments Committee, chaired by Speaker Jacob Oboth-Oboth, rejected Muganga's appointment, allegedly on grounds of failing to avail evidence that he renounced his multiple citizenships of Canada and Rwanda.